chaos is everywhere.
Everybody, it's Jonathan Gilchrist. I'm here to tell you about another podcast in the Chaos Family Podcast. This time we're doing Chaos of Ringside. Chaos of Ringside is a every other week discussion of current wrestling events. We cover mostly AEW and ROH, at least those are our deep dives. But if there's big news in the world of wrestling, whether it be WWE, AAA, New Japan, or Impact, we will cover it and we'll give you our opinion. We also do prediction shows for major pay-per-view events. So come and join us, and we'll tell you all about the wonderful, weird world of wrestling. See you soon, everybody.
There we go.
Alrighty, and we're ready to begin. Alright, so let me just do the thing. Hey, everybody, welcome to Chaos Everywhere. I am your host, Jonathan Gilchrist. That guy over there, he is the proud product of prison labor. That's DJ Madman.
Blah, blah.
And our special guest, Dr. Octavius Brine, but you may know him as a much older name. That's Dave.
Yes, short and sweet.
I hope somebody got that reference. That was the Penguins of Madagascar. I don't know why that just popped in my head when I heard the name Dave. Anywho, so yeah, today we're doing something a little different, obviously, because there's three of us and one of us is in Artie Vice. And I haven't any idea what we're watching. So do you want to go over what we're watching today?
We have a wonderful movie that came out in 2018. It's called Santa Jaws. And one of the things I stole from a review on the internet is a, not synopsis, but kind of a little explanation is the combination of It's a Wonderful Life, Home Alone, and Jaws.
I mean, exactly what I would have expected from the title, so good to know. I'm also want to point out, because the only thing I will know about this movie, that it stars the lovely Creek Wilson, because that's on my
I have a little fun fact about Creek Wilson that we'll get to in a second.
Okay. All right, well, I'm at zero. Are you guys ready to go?
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's hit play in 3, 2, 1, play. There. And I forgot to mute it for a second, but then I remembered. So,
yeah, they even have the Home Alone title card, which is nice.
Mm-hmm. I'm surprised they could use the title Jaws. Like, I thought that would be trademarked.
Yeah, because even Jaws looks like the actual, like, lettering for Jaws.
I mean, maybe this is a Spielberg project. He does like to do things from behind the scenes. So
some of the reviews did give it some Spielberg-esque vibes. So, like, that's a compliment, I guess. So here we have Creek Wilson here playing evil Santa, and his IMDb includes the new Twisted Metal show that was on Peacock, in which he plays Mr. Slam, who was a character in Twisted Metal, but in the show, he's called Mr. Slam because he slams things with his giant penis.
Oh, of course.
Oh!
Yeah.
Delightful. Also, that show stars wrestler Samoa Joe, so nice connection to what mainly this podcast ends up being about.
Yeah, he's Sweet Tooth, right?
Yep.
Wait, so is that how you knew Creek Wilson?
No, I just read the name on the Amazon X-Ray because it has a feature where you can like learn more about the show. Kind of, I would say this is probably a useless reason to use the X-Ray version, but maybe I'm wrong. Maybe it has facts that would be really good to know.
Just the little touches. He just kicked evil Santa Claus in the nuts and there was jingle bells.
Oh, I was wondering if the sound effect was jingle bells. I made the sound effect in my head, even though I've never seen the movie.
See you in Jingle Hell. Just a great line before you kick someone in the water.
By the way, I want to make fun of this, but at the same time, I grew up watching wrestling where there was an evil Santa Claus for a time. So he was from the
evil Santa Claus wrestler.
Yep. He was an evil Santa Claus that was bought off by the Million Dollar Man. He came from the South Pole, and he spelled his name with an X. All of that is completely real.
What was that that Stone Cold Steve Austin movie where he's like
Sino Evil? Oh, no, that's Kane.
He's like a Santa Claus.
There's a Goldberg one.
Goldberg, yes.
Yeah. Santa with muscles, maybe? Like, I think it was something stupid like that.
We watched it. It was, what was it called?
And Sino Evil is the one with Kane, I think.
Right. Yeah. No, this was like a straight horror comedy with Goldberg.
Yeah, I've heard of it. I've never watched it, but the idea is that like Santa Claus goes on a murder spree and he's Goldberg.
Yeah, Santa's sleigh is the name.
Ah, yes.
That's it.
Yeah.
Just, there we go. Now we're at the actual movie.
Okay. Yeah, that's just a little prelogue.
I mean, that's the kind of comic book I would write, so.
Huh. Okay. Drawing.
I wonder if you can actually buy
the comic. I would.
I'm sure, like, this movie got so popular that I'm sure it was made somewhere.
The comic book, the comic book guy behind the thing is like, he's turning his acting up to 11, like, just with his facial expressions this entire movie.
Well, I feel like, I might be wrong about this, but I'm going to guess this is one of his first roles where he gets a lot of lines, so he's like, I better overact this.
He's like, I'm going to really cook in Santa Jaws.
If there's a movie, this movie, I don't even know if it's going to be that bad, but it reminds me of the movie Deathbed, The Bed That Eats People. And nice. If you ever look up the IMDb from that, the only person that has ever worked since is the father from Boy Meets World is in that movie.
Yeah, there's usually these sci-fi movies usually include like one washed up 80s actor for the most part, like a sitcom. This does not have that.
I was so looking forward to David Hasselhoff, but that's okay.
Just to also point out, we'll get to it, but this is set in the Big Easy. They do certain things to kind of make that known and not known.
It was filmed in Louisiana.
Yeah.
So,
does the shark ever eat a po' boy?
I mean, maybe that'll be the next Santa Jaws.
He just goes on the French Quarter floods, and he goes on a rampage of different known restaurants. Maybe by the end of this, we'll have a nice movie written for ourselves.
We have some nice, happy kind of Home Alone vibe. Kind of things are going great.
I mean, he just spent the day at the comic book store. What could be better?
Yeah, and it looks like they made up posters to put in this kid's room that of things that don't exist because of the copyright, I would assume.
Yeah, one would assume. You're not going to pay Marvel for an actual poster.
No, it'll just be like, Goblin Man.
This isn't specific to this movie, but like movies in general, especially in the 80s and early 90s, made it really seem normal that a teenage boy would have binoculars to look at their neighbor.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, everybody does that.
You didn't grow up with at least one set of binoculars per like room?
Just me? I mean, part of the fact that the only person that I was close to was my grandmother and couldn't see her house from my house anyway, so.
No, you weren't spying in your grandmother's window with binoculars?
No, not from lack of trying. I just, you know, couldn't get the right angle.
Now, the douchey stepdad, or is it his real dad? That old guy has got to be in stuff, I feel like. The guy with the beard.
He seems like he has, you know, some credibility somewhere.
It's like I said, there's probably one person that's like, oh yeah, he's done other things.
Yeah, like this guy, the rich dad or whatever, looks like he would have been in some sort of 80s sitcom. He's got that face of, I've got some work done since the early 90s.
He does look familiar, but that could mean a lot of things.
Miles Doliak is his name.
I don't know, I feel like the mom... I feel like I might have seen her somewhere else, but
I would maybe Google
a TV show or a commercial.
I would Google the cast, but I don't want to spoil any of the relevant plot information that might pop up.
I don't know. I think you're fine. We're not through the plot yet. We're just establishing, you know, annoying other family stuff, and I don't really like my family.
I should have used my mute button when I did that, but whatever. That was just me leaning forward to grab my computer because now I want to know if anybody in this has done anything.
I'm going to guess mostly no.
That's probably a safe guess.
I think that's the only thing I will say. I think the mom, maybe.
The stepmom or the actual mom?
The brunette, not the blonde. The brunette I feel like I've seen somewhere.
All right, let's get us some Santa Jaws information. Never thought I'd say that sentence.
Well, I do have some random things that I can also just kind of talk over because right now we're really not in the interesting part, I guess, of the director. Her name is Misty Talley, and she definitely loves sharks. Like, she didn't do Sharknado, but she did a lot of shark sci-fi movies. And any sci-fi film fest stuff she's the editor of, so she really likes sharks.
Yeah, you gotta love sharks.
Well, her IMDb ratings have gone up steadily in the four films she's made, culminating in Santa Jaws, which was the last movie she made.
I mean, I don't know how she didn't have more like hits after Santa Jaws.
I mean, this is at a four, so like
I will say the production for this movie is a little better than most sci-fi films.
Like, that's fair. Yeah. Already it looks better produced than Sharknado, which is the granddaddy of all these movies. Let's see here. George's the stepmom.
Oh no, the Christmas Eve comic book party. Oh no, he's getting grounded because he, I don't know, disagreed with his stepdad?
Let's see. Well, let's start with Papa Joe, because what's he known for?
Yeah, I was just looking into him too, and he also appears in Twisted Metal, so we got a couple Twisted Metal alumni popping in here already.
Yeah, according to this, he's best known for Blaze, have no idea, The Hammer, have no idea, Ozark, which I think I've heard of.
That's a known thing.
Yeah, he's like a extra one episode of it, and then Baskets, which was another thing. I guess he got three episodes.
Oh, that's Check Out the Naked Show, right?
So
yeah.
Yep.
It's like IFC. He seems like he would just be like either homeless guy or like being an old school Western as like the drunk, the town right. drunk.
The mother is Caroline, I do believe.
Uncle Mike, so it's his uncle. So it's his dad's brother.
Yeah, I forgot.
I guess she was in Preacher, but she was woman in Preacher, so she didn't really have any lines.
There's a lot of Preacher alumni in this movie for some reason. There's like, I think four people have been in Preacher for some reason.
Which we have talked about doing on a podcast, so this is yet another reason that we should do the first episode. Even two. Dave could come back.
Yeah, but like, I have to figure out which episode she's in because she's in one episode and she's just known as the woman for Preacher.
Yeah,
that tracks with that show, though. That show is banana sandwich crazy.
Anyway, I'll continue to watch the actual movie.
Yeah, I'm an emo kid that draws comics. What's wrong with that? Ugh.
Very specific shark comments.
Understanding kids. I gotta take this. It's work.
Yeah, I gotta trade things in Hong Kong and such.
I don't think you ever find out what his job is. It's just like, ugh, my job is calling me again.
I don't even think comic books even count as like the thing that you do that parents don't understand at this point.
Yeah, you're not allowed to be angsty teenager who does comics.
That's just too many things. Hold on.
What's it's like this? The football preppy kid now draws comics and the angsty teenager, I don't even know what the fuck they do now.
You got an early Christmas gift.
Way to keep us on plot. Here we go.
This is integral to to the plot.
He gets a pair of glasses now. Oh, weird German vibes going on here.
Looks like a crack pipe, honestly.
I could smoke some total weed with this.
It's totally an old-fashioned vape. That's what it is. And there's some weird kind of fantasy magic-y vibe kind of music playing in the background, not giving you any clues towards anything.
This feels like it's going to turn into the episode of SpongeBob with Doodle Bob.
You're not totally wrong.
What could go wrong? I got a cool pen from...
Oh, this ink is so much better than my crappy pens.
I have a good idea of what's happening in the fact that he's not going to draw a naked woman like any other teenage boy would with binoculars. Seems pretty much a missed opportunity.
It would literally tell him, whatever you draw will come to life. And he'll be like, all right, I'm going to draw a shark.
Yeah. That's what this magic should be used for.
Okay, we're at the docks.
Also,
peer pressure. Nice. Great name for a boat, peer pressure.
It's also vaguely reminds me of Digimon Tamers with Guillaumon. Anyone wants to? That's a deep reference.
Yeah. Yes,
yeah, that one went over my head.
I very vaguely remembered what you said. Like, somewhere in the core memories, it went off, but then it faded away.
Oh, no.
What could it be?
I mean, I love that it's just a soft touch of just putting the hat on a shark.
Well, how else would you distinguish a shark from being Santa?
I mean, they could be, like, way more over the top with it.
Like, put a beard on them?
I mean,
oh, wait, it's more. But wait, there's more.
If he didn't have the hat, he would just be a shark. And, like, yeah, what would be the interest to that?
Time to go fishing.
How'd you forget about the annual fishing trip?
So, man, okay, so the parents forgot about the Christmas Eve comic book party, and he forgot about the fishing trip. Man, like, not doing well.
Seems like this family doesn't give a fuck about tradition.
That's pretty accurate. Well, except, you know, the oldest of the bunch. It's very, like, tradition is how I survive. Time to go fishing at 3 a.m. Best time to go fishing.
I'm going to point out that acting was actually pretty good because I've gotten out of bed like that many times in my life. At least he had the balls to wave. I wouldn't even waved.
Let me make you feel more embarrassed.
Oh, the grandpa's all horned up now.
He just tripped too, so.
Well, like grandpa, like grandson.
The apple doesn't fall far from the grand apple tree.
You inherited tripping and getting horny for young girls from your grandfather.
I mean, clearly with the production value of this movie, it was an acting choice and not just something that was left in the one shot they did of that scene.
Yeah, I think he tripped. I don't think that was in the script.
Yeah.
I think he was like, I'm gonna make my moment shine here.
Best movies have improv.
What was the director's name again?
Misty Talley.
Yeah, you got directors that love improv. You got Quentin Tarantino, Judd Apatow, Misty. Talley. What was her name? Talley.
Three greats, right?
Three greats.
She's going places because you had to ask her name twice. So,
Spielberg, Tally.
So many great modern directors started on the Sci-Fi Channel and have just taken
Sharknado
off
from there.
That's where everyone gets their start, is Sci-Fi Channel.
Oh, yes, the wisdom moments.
By the way, I'm going to plug a YouTube channel that's not me, but I find very entertaining. If you look up Dr. Jordan Breeding, he does a 3-hour video because his whole shtick is doing entire video series recaps, but in a funny way. And he did the Sharknado movies. I think it's the best way to find out what the Sharknado movies are about. I don't think I could watch the movies, but watching him explain them is really funny.
Yeah, sometimes that's better than watching the actual movie.
Well, snort. Who says that?
Well,
that's expensive.
Oh, such a clutch, Grandpa.
Oh, no.
Oh, no, there was cocaine in there.
No, it was his Christmas batch of some kind of alcoholic eggnog, but it was very, you know, Christmas themed for no reason. I'm telling you that.
And like, whenever I offer it to someone, I say, hey, want a snort?
Want a snort? Oh, no, well, Grandpa, our favorite character.
You straight up got his grandfather murdered.
Yeah, that's all they could afford with that guy for the day.
What they don't tell you is that even if he had drawn the naked lady, she would have also killed his grandpa. So.
Yeah, it doesn't matter what he draws. It's killing it's killing your grandpa one way or another.
That's like the second part of it will bring your drawing to life. It will kill your grandpa. Of course, they're not going to believe him. Like, he just came home without his grandfather that he left with, and it's saying he's dead.
I love how that's like their first reaction too. A shark attacked them, but we're in the South. That we're not near water. We're not near water. How would that ever happen?
There are sharks that have swum up rivers, by the way.
Yep,
but say alligator. You know that your parents will believe that. So yeah, really, it's the kid's fault. He should have lied. Exactly.
I mean, he should lie, because the chances are what's going to happen is the police are going to think he murdered his grandfather in some grisly way when he doesn't show up. Like,
yeah, he has this ability to come up with these great storylines in comic books, but he can't come up with a storyline for his grandpa dying.
Yeah, come on.
Just unnecessary.
Everyone acted like dicks.
Wait a minute.
You guys are going to feel bad at the funeral.
You didn't tell me. You didn't tell on me. I thought you were cool.
Actually, they're here. Because it's a shark. And it can't harm you in a house.
Yeah.
I just was going to say, I always get snacky after I watch a loved one die. It's one of the first things I do.
And you have an inner monologue with yourself.
I mean, that I always have, but yes. Just seriously, such a weird choice. Who is eating anything after they watch their grandfather get eaten by a shark?
Well,
I get really hungry when my close family members get murdered by animals. Whatever, that's just me.
That's true, specific.
We're going to make a judgment there, huh? What about our viewers?
We all grieve differently, okay?
Oh, good thing they showed us the binoculars later. We'd be asking, where did you get those binoculars?
Nothing, shut up.
Oh, he's going to go.
And he still has to be in the Christmas spirit by wearing a sweater. Like,
right.
That was a choice.
Well, he's going to a Christmas comic book party, right? So, naturally, when you go to a Christmas comic book party, everyone's going to be concerned that you're wearing Christmas stuff. Not that you're in a comic book store and you can do whatever you want to dress. Is that pole dancer?
Saw that. Yeah, nice.
Oh. You're not going to believe you.
Okay, at least he was vague more about it.
Yeah, and you lost her.
Why not just go to the cops and say, hey, my grandfather fell into the water and didn't come back up?
Well, I mean, the kid's not super smart. Remember we talked about he can create all these cool comic book things, but he can't find a cool lie to tell his parents.
Also, that's this movie fair. On the cutting edge when it comes to pronouns. I don't know if you caught that.
Yep.
I mean, it's good to, you know, be sensitive about those things. No reason to be negative.
I feel like that's part of like the whole like when the monster is there, you're like, whoa, whoa, it's a she.
Actually, in the newest Doctor Who things, they actually did that where, like, they just point out that the Doctor assumed that he was using the he pronoun with the monster. It's like, oh, good point. That didn't make the internet lose its mind, by the way. Everybody was totally cool with the fact that they mentioned pronouns.
Uh-oh. He has a past of telling crazy stories.
He's a fibber. Evil Shed.
Meh, I would enjoy an Evil Shed story once in a while. Evil Shed. It's like Evil Dead, but different.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Still thinking with his dick, even after his grandfather died.
It's what Grandpa would have wanted.
That is true.
True.
That Grandpa was pretty horned up.
Gave him a vape pen.
Maybe this is part of the Santa Slay universe where the Goldberg Santa was the one that gave him the pen to cause destruction.
I like to think that every horror Christmas movie is all in the same universe. Yeah.
So like Jack Frost. Not the delightful Michael Keaton movie, by the way, the one with the killer snowman.
Oh yeah, which... I'm aware. I think they made a couple of those.
And yet no other Michael Keaton movies, which was very delightful and family oriented.
Well, it was, you know, spoilers ahead, but it would have been kind of hard to make another Jack Frost with Michael Keaton when the way that movie ended.
It's fair. Plus, the snowman, for some reason, looked like George Clooney, and no one could ever figure out why.
Wow, yeah, that's true. I never thought of that.
It's a very specific reason, because George Clooney was going to be the snowman.
Oh, okay. His voice coming from that snowman for some reason.
Me bringing facts about other movies that have nothing to do with this movie.
Guys, so we have a whole movie idea based on Santa Jaws. So we're going to write George Clooney and tell him that he needs to make his own Jack Frost.
Just finally go through the story that he never
did. Finally! I've been waiting 25 years for that phone call.
Now you understand, I had to be the worst Batman. I just had to be.
Yeah, I've got a Mobius strip. And he wonders why his son is, you know, similar to him.
Why can't you be the poon hound that I never was, son?
Anyone ever make pie and it's not the famous version of it in the movie?
It's every pie in every movie is world famous apple pie or pumpkin pie.
Well, that means when we write our movie, we have to be like, no, this is just pie. This is just everyday pie.
Is this something we're including to George Clooney?
Ooh, we got a only 2018 reference with Ice Bucket Challenge.
Ooh. Oh, man, that's
really famous on not TikTok, Instagram, because TikTok would not have been a thing in 2018.
I don't believe so.
Prior to that.
But I was going to say, those like timeless references to Icebox Challenge, that's how you know that you're dealing with a great director and script.
They're like, people are going to remember this for all time.
Well, yachts and lights, those are different. I'm a businessman.
They're talking about their penises, guys.
Classic brother banter, right? When you talk to your brother, you're like, oh, like,
when your brother's wife's
bigger than yours.
When your brother's wife's trying to fuck your brother, am I right?
Oh, so relatable.
All relate to
Hashtag relatable.
I'm not saying that my brother might have hit on my ex at one point, but it really felt like he was trying to. I'm just saying, I don't know how he got to the topic of that he always makes girls squirt, but he did say that to my ex at one point.
Papa's thermos.
Yeah, let's get back to the thermos and forget about that weird time in my life.
I mean, this is par for the course. This is what we do.
Now, that was actually much more deeply personal than I usually go.
I didn't know Santa Jaws would unlock this side of you.
Just brings out the family in me.
That's why we also take recommendations of what we should watch next, because we never know where our conversations will go.
Oh, yeah. While we're doing it, you can write us at chaospodshow@gmail.com and, you know, ask us to do anything, basically.
Yeah, there's really no restrictions. We'll say no sometimes, but probably still do it.
Yeah, probably. Even if we say no, we'll probably just put it on the back burner until later when we decide to do it anyway.
Well, this movie is very timely because we're in the Christmas spirit. It's February.
Yeah, right. Totally. Almost March. So right there in Christmas time.
Yeah. So that's not a bikini. That's just lingerie, right?
Yep. That's pretty much lingerie.
I don't know. I feel like...
Guys, she's going to be really cold. I'm just letting you know.
Yeah, like that's not very efficient. Not very structurally sound.
Don't you remember they're in the South, so it's not that cold. That's why they can't be a shark.
Well, I mean, but in the South, it's cold for them, right?
She's like, wearing a red top with like a...
Is that green? Is she trying to do Christmas, blue but like it's bottom? Not green? Yeah, no. She needs like a stylist. That's what she needs. That's why she only has however many followers she said she had, 120,000. Dude, be better.
Let's see here. Apparently, she was in Magic Mike XXL.
Yeah, that checks out.
And
without Magic Mike, that just sounded like a porn, but...
And then Barbie Life in the Dream House. So not the Barbie movie that made $1 billion, but a Barbie movie.
I feel like I would have recognized her.
Speaking of $1 billion, this movie cost $3 million to make. Would you like to guess the box office of how much this movie made?
Was it released on the Sci-Fi Channel?
Must have had a limited release.
Yeah, it had a limited release.
In Louisiana?
Yeah, specifically for, you know, the bayou. $3 million is what it cost to make.
I'm going to guess, like, I don't know... For a limited release, $20,000. I'm going to go really low with it.
Oh, no. Like, I mean, in a world of things, it didn't do that bad.
I just can't imagine spending money to go see a sci-fi movie.
$700,000.
Definitely not as bad as I thought.
Well, it's mainly because of, you know, all of the one-liners and, you know.
Right.
The sassy banter.
Even if you're a fan of Sharknado, I would never be like, yeah, that's what I want to spend money on. No, I'll wait till it's on the Sci-Fi Channel and just watch it, you know,
I'm
on
the Sci-Fi Channel. I'm curious to how these movies, like, are
in making theaters.
How do they keep getting made and, like, making money when they lose money every time they make them? Where are they getting the revenue from?
Well, I think it's because, like,
prospectors.
With sci-fi, I think it just brings people in, because what else are you going to go to the Sci-Fi Channel in 2018
for? Oh no, she dropped her phone.
Yeah, but I don't have enough. Did enough people watch Santa Jaws on Sci-Fi to make up what $2 million?
I'm going to guess probably not, but they're hoping for another Sharknado, because that definitely did.
Oh yeah. Oh, there's the money shot.
Man, they must have gotten the Steven Spielberg robot. What was that robot's name? Barry, I think? No.
That's right, actually.
Bruce. It was Bruce.
Bruce.
Because the shark in Finding Nemo. That's where that came from in my head.
He's about to bust out his grandpa-infused moves. How can I impress this girl that...
I can't get over how much... This kid looks exactly like Dane DeHaan, like when he was like 15.
I tell you, he wanted to be in a bad guy in a Spider-Man movie, and then he was cast for this.
So I saw you through my binoculars. I mean, the other day.
Window. I saw you, you know, as you normally do. I was watching you take out the trash, as people do. I mean, like, for jogging, that's a pretty normal time, dude. Way that you've never jogged in your life.
Wait, can you come help us fight a shark? That's fair. He does own a comic book store and you're a female, so it kind of tracks.
But wait, she likes comic books. Plot twist.
Oh no.
That's also something you'll only ever see in movies.
She's not a regular girl. She's cultured.
Oh, you have parents? That's nice.
It burst into flames as soon as I put it in my house.
To my dad's boat? Oh, man. Yes. Dude, the moves. So really, Grandpa's pen equals Poon.
Yeah, I mean, without that, he would have never talked to this girl. He sacrificed himself so this kid could get laid.
Man, if all of my grandparents weren't so selfish, they just died of old age and other things.
Like every 90s, like... thing. Mike is gone.
What, your grandparents dying? And I don't remember the 90s movie where Grandpa gets eaten by a shark.
You get me, man. I might be able to think of it. Honestly. Oh,
episode of Dawson's Creek. Yeah, now I remember.
I was going to say the fishing trip reminded me of the movie Son-in-Law where the grandfather has a heart attack and then Pauly Shore is giving mouth to mouth. So that's a whole
wackiness
thing that happened.
And the acting here.
Yeah, I was gonna ask the ultimate question at the end of who do you think is the worst and best actor in this film? Oh. It's a tough race.
I think there's like how many people in this movie? That many tie.
I think the older brother might be the worst. But he also doesn't
weak, bro.
He's not really given a lot.
Yeah.
And Papa Joe might be the best, I feel like, with his screen time.
Oh yeah!
I was gonna say, is it Papa Joe's the best, or just the fact that he like leaves soon, so you forget about what he was doing?
Both, yeah.
He knew what he was doing, so that's why it was so good.
By the way, they believed her right away that something took Mike, I believe is what his name was, but not him about his grandfather.
Yeah. Well, she's hot, so that makes sense.
Hot girl logic.
She has
20,000 followers on Instagram, dude.
It's true.
I feel like that's not even that high to brag about.
It is if you're just trying to be the worst person possible. And by the way, you're completely right. If you are posting pictures like that and you only have 20,000, yeah, she's not doing great.
Well, even 120,000 followers, it's not really, you know, much to brag about.
Yeah.
What do they hear? Bells on Shark Tale's ring.
Nice.
The amount God, so we forgot to mention the tagline of this movie, which you will never hear at least, you know, 7 times in this movie. Santa Jaws is coming to town.
Man, this movie's like pure poetry. I don't it's like the modern day Shakespeare.
You understand why I wanted to do this so bad? We're not even at the shenanigans yet. Like, this is only the crust.
Excuse me.
Yeah, Santa Jaws hasn't really began to cook yet, if what the young kids say.
Excuse me, 2 people are dead. I will thank you to not besmirch their deaths.
I mean, one guy no one cared about, and then the other guy just fell in, so.
That's fair.
Time to get drunk off my, you know, 5-hour shift at the mall.
I mean, he's living life to its fullest.
Wait a minute. Something doesn't feel right in the water. I can sense that.
What also, beer is that?
90.
Did it have a gun on it?
Oh, boy.
Oh no, Lieutenant Dan lost his legs.
So the shark didn't kill him, it pushed a boat into his legs.
Yeah, it was like a attempted manslaughter.
Yeah.
Okay. That's just them not having the money for the shark again. So like, okay, we'll just push the boat into his legs.
And you're talking about money for what?
That was the whole budget. It's making it so he did, that guy didn't have legs.
And then, you know, obviously if you don't have legs, you have to, you're going to fall into the water.
It's like Gary Oldman in that movie where he played a little person.
Drowning, somebody should probably jump in and help.
Are you talking about Tiptoes?
Yes.
Now you're speaking my language.
So we don't even know if Santa Jaws ate him. That wasn't super clear that that happened.
It's a lot of blood.
And the shark was there.
I feel like you're a shark apologist at this point. Like,
look, you cannot pin a single murder on this shark.
We literally watched the grandpa go into his mouth. We at least can save one for sure.
But same thing. Crocodile can bite off your leg, but do you eat you? We don't know.
He's got a pretty good alibi. That's all I'm saying.
Wait a minute, a Christmas shark? Okay.
You get a good shark lawyer on this case, and he might be able to get him off.
Oh, a shark lawyer is connected to bird law?
Yeah, shark law is very complicated.
Got a lot to do with seals and when and if you can eat them. I think I also see a reason to eat.
No.
No, that's like 90% of the reason she got hired for this episode or this movie.
Can you imagine this being a show? I don't know.
Well, we could use the theory of every episode. It's like a Goosebumps thing where every episode the kid draws a new thing and it tries to kill his family.
This is the special Christmas episode, but there's like St. Patrick's Day one. And
yeah.
Oh, see, the biggest plot hole. The girl that's only been in the film for like 5 minutes says, hey, let's just stay away from water. Guess what they do?
I mean, that's what everybody should do in every shark movie.
Well, but like with Jaws, like it's like they're already on the water. Like it's not like they deliberately like, oh no, something's happening. Let's just, you know.
Well, also the mayor of the town wanted money because it was in the summer. And he was like, no, we have to have people at the beach.
Yeah, there's no like political thing in this. It's just kind of the kid's story.
I mean, it's also a magical shark, so it might just swim up a toilet. So
if we stand up, we can't lose.
If Sci-Fi Channel has taught me anything, is sharks can get you anywhere at any time, no matter where you are.
That is completely true.
Because I believe there was a shark movie where it was like in a house and the shark still got him. Like couch sharks or something.
In one of the Sharknado movies that I know from that recap, they go back in time, so you're not even safe if you have time travel capabilities.
So yeah, normal comic book store guy. He has what, a harpoon? Is that what he
It was like a crossbow for some reason.
Yeah, you know.
Just in case.
A working crossbow on display. Not to be sold, but just on display.
I knew this would happen. I've been dreading this day for years.
That's how it makes the young women that come into a store feel particularly safe, is the weapons on display.
Hey, you like my crossbow? It's like his only, oh no. Don't throw Christmas decorations in the water. Mike's hat. It must have fallen off.
About to go join Mike.
Oh. I feel like this could have been very easily solved if he just went down and got it.
There he is. That's the best look of Santa Jaws you're going to get.
You know, that really is the whole point. That's the psychology of filmmaking. You want to show the monster as much as possible in the best light you can possibly see.
Yes,
that's how it's the scariest.
That was Spielberg's vision the entire time.
Actually, it kind of was. He lucked out that the mechanical shark didn't work.
Yeah. He kind of needed to do it by necessity.
Again, more facts about movies we're not watching.
Also an alien. Alien didn't look great. They didn't want to show him that much.
I also just watched 2001 A Space Odyssey, and I found out that the obelisk actually was modeled after a cigarette pack.
Yeah, that checks out for Stanley Kubrick.
Classic. He actually hated it. Apparently, it was just they sold it on him. Anyway, let's get back to this actual movie, not that crap that I was talking about. Tropes
that are just part of this right now is like that girl has said the most logical things of any other character, and she's been in the film for I don't know 10 minutes now.
That's why she has to be in the movie.
Back where there's that one random smart girl in like every horror movie that knows exactly what's going on, and no one believes her.
Also, those spears, are the most fake-looking spears of
all
time.
Oh, no!
Oh, no, he lost his magical pen, the one thing that he actually needs.
He needs to stab the shark with it.
I mean, it's about as realistic as anything else so far. Like, that could be the way you solve the problem.
Spoilers ahead.
Or we find out the other side on caps to just be eraser. Oh, wow, that was simple. Just erase the pen marks I made.
Talking to me, a fountain pen that erases? Dude, I want that today. Okay, what's a sword going to do? That also the most not real thing.
Yeah, it looks like the sword that, like...
I have, always, like the Nerf one?
Yeah.
I was going to say, I think it opens up the Castle Grayskull in Eternia.
Oh, wait, yeah, He-Man. He-Man could totally kill this shark.
I'm like 90% sure there has to be an episode where he did that.
All right. Logical things here.
Oh, wait. Christmas stuff. Upbeat music, you mean?
Yeah. They don't have the rights to a Christmas carol that's in the public domain. They don't have that kind of money.
Royalty-free Christmas music.
So right now their plan is like the end of
Jaws.
What's the movie with LL Cool J?
Deep Blue Sea. Yeah,
Deep Blue Sea. There we go.
Where did she get a candy cane?
And why is she there if she's just going to eat a candy cane?
He's wrapped in lights, and if you look really close, his teeth are now the jingle bells that were crushed up. So his teeth are also ornaments.
Oh, I've never shot a crossbow, but I bet I can shoot a crossbow better than that.
Yeah, that was the worst shot of all time.
I know we talked about the pronouns earlier. How did they decide that it was a female shark?
The friend said that. I think he just said like most sharks are she's or something like that. I don't remember.
That seems completely made up.
Whatever. I don't think they checked.
We're out of weapons, so what are we going to do now?
Get away from the water, I would assume.
No. I'm going to stand here ominously.
I'm going to stop sucking on this candy cane.
So he unwrapped... she unwrapped some of the Christmas lights and then wrapped it around her leg. See, again, too, Santa Jaws doesn't kill anyone. Just lures them into the water.
Yeah, they're just drowning victims at this point.
Learn to swim, people in Louisiana. Nice. Oh, nice.
Got him.
With a candy cane. That candy cane's way bigger than what was in her mouth.
That's what all guys say.
Look, it's not about the size of the candy cane.
It's the motion of the shark.
Yeah, that's right. A gigantic fucking candy cane. Why is it so big?
I feel like I'm just going to name this episode The Motion of the Shark. This is a very non sequitur title.
That's true. There might be something that comes out better, but...
We'll see.
I mean, you clearly missed with the spear, so... Can't yell for trying with a sword when you just kind of threw something and like... You said you're a baseball pitcher. I'm a baseball pitcher. That means I can't throw a spear. Again, logic. So if she never interviewed the crew, they'd all be dead. Like, this would just
end horribly. They'd go directly to the shark near the water and die.
They need some of that tinsel from the Santa Claus that busted Tim Allen out of jail. I mean, at this point, there's five of you. You could just say a shark. You don't have to say a Christmas-themed shark.
Well, I mean, it's kind of crucial to the plot point because he hasn't eaten anyone that... Well, the shark hasn't eaten anyone that didn't do some kind of holiday thing.
The shark hasn't eaten anyone at all.
Shark, okay, sorry. Listen. Dang it, I'm sorry.
I'm a shark lawyer. Learn your shark law.
I'm watching this. I'm getting way too into this, guys. I got to take a time out.
I'm going to take you to shark court. You keep it up.
Nothing like shark. Dolphin jail, though. I don't want to be in dolphin jail.
Nobody wants to be in dolphin jail.
You know what dolphins do to people, right?
They kill them.
Well,
not sharks.
Not only that.
No, what they do to other dolphins or other fish, or my favorite is probably blowfish because they just turn them into balls for their amusement. But the rape is really the thing that grabs the headlines.
Is what I was getting at.
Dolphin rape in prison. Got it.
There we go. That's the title. Dolphin rape in prison. That's a nice temporary. That'll probably get us demonetized if we were monetized.
Wait, or it'll get us monetized because we'll be controversial.
I really wish they would stop calling him Papa.
Papa's not here either.
What? That's what I called my grandfather. You know, I was 4 when he died, but that's what I would have probably still called him.
I'm so mad. Needless to say, I still don't know where my father is, but...
Papa, can you hear me? Sorry. I wanted to try something with it.
That's not even a real gun. Like, that looks like a kid's BB gun.
Also,
why does he have
a gun? Let's put this fish on ice. Like,
I thought he said something about fire.
By shooting it?
Yep. That's how you
part. Are they going to eat the shark afterwards?
Ever fillet a fish, you need ice and a gun. It's totally how you fillet a fish. You guys are amateurs over here.
I feel like they had, like, they ran through a bunch of, like, fish puns, and they're like, let's put this fish on ice, and they're like, sure, I don't know.
I mean, that's the one we started with, but since we haven't come up with anything better in the last 5 hours, I guess go ahead.
I guess you could say they jumped the shark.
Wait, why didn't we use that one? Oh, because Henry Winkler would have sued us.
Most wisdom of this film. Everyone is part stereotyped. Boom.
It's just so hard being a very successful jock that has really good hair and extremely very, very good looking.
Finally, did I say that it's hard to be extremely very good looking?
Finally, someone talks about how hard it is to be a attractive white man in their society.
Merman. Oh, yes. Time to use baseball analogies where clearly... has no reason to be here.
Listen, kid, we're down 3-0 in the bottom of the 9th, and this shark is up to the plate.
And we're on 4th down, and I also know football.
And the 3-pointer is only a shark away.
So let's whittle some candy canes and then get some explosives. All right, we have a plan going.
Whose shed was it that had the explosives?
We don't know. It's just a danger explosive. I mean, hey, have you ever been to a mysterious shed before? I'm sure there's something clearly labeled danger explosive.
Probably Papa's shed, if I had to
guess. That was...
evil shed. Could be the evil shed.
Oh, that's true. That could be the evil shed. There we go. Nice callback to the earlier in the movie. Cinema.
Aw, they're falling in love.
Yeah, they're having a 5-second conversation. That's how you fall in love in movies.
They're having some kind of connection where it's like, wait, hold on. You've hurt yourself before?
It's true.
I've hurt myself before.
It's true that, like, life-threatening situations really bring people together.
That and talking about desserts. Those are the two things. Wait. You hurt your ankle? I hurt my ankle. You like Sundays? No one I've ever encountered said they liked Sundays.
Wow, you named an obscure comic that no one's ever heard of? You're my girlfriend.
Do you like music? Oh my god.
I listen to all of the music.
So they're going to put explosives in Jingle Bells.
Let's blow this fish out of the water.
with a tiny knife.
He's never felt cooler in his life.
In the real version of this movie, like in real life, it would be like a half hour later. He's like, oh, I should have sent blow the fish out of the water. Damn it.
I love them too, but I don't care about, you know, my dad being dead. That's an MI Grand. That's an M1 Grand.
Yeah, it's probably Papa's from the war.
That makes more sense now. So literally without Papa, they don't have wisdom. They don't have a magical pen.
They don't have danger explosives.
They don't have danger explosives. Papa is this movie.
Yeah.
Papa's got a brand new bag. Damn it. Papa's got a brand new shark.
I knew how to write that with the inflection. That could be the title. Papa's got a brand new bag. Damn it. But I don't know how to write the inflection.
I would just come up with like normal phrases and just put sharks in them for no reason.
Time to go to shark's dinner.
Maybe just shark knock. That's quality.
Really, really gross.
Exactly.
So if we just put more Christmas in the water, he'll keep attacking us, which is what we want. I guess you could say you only shark once. Everyone's like, what? What the fuck are you talking about?
No, it's the tagline. Print it.
I don't want to besmirch the logic of this movie, but he's the guy that wrote the Santa Jaws comic book. Shouldn't he be the one that knows the rules of the Santa Jaws to be doing all this?
This kid's very, how do I put this, dumb. So,
I mean, he did come up with Santa Jaws, so there has to be some sort of intelligence there. Not really. It didn't actually hit him anywhere.
That was a terrible throw. There's no way that would have hit the shark.
What did he just throw?
A jingle bop.
But he's a baseball player who tripped. Everyone in this family trips.
Well, he just tried to shrub the friend right in the water, so that's fun.
Guys, I'm okay.
I'm still near the water, though. That was stupid.
Steve, no.
Bye, Steve.
Again, we still don't know how many people have been drowned. Learn to fucking swim, people in Louisiana.
Was that guy just checking his balls? What was he doing?
Nothing weird happening here.
Oh no, parents. The worst thing a creepy comic book guy could see come in their shop.
With a gun.
That's fair. Oh, you know that 15-year-old girl? Okay. I'm prepared for this.
She just hit you with like a...
What's in, like, did you look around the background of this comic book store? Like, they had to come up with, like, so many just shit that had nothing to do with real comics.
I'm also just wondering, like, why was he taking his pulse after they left makes sense. Taking when they walked in doesn't.
Yeah, that was a choice by the actor for sure.
Wait, they told me to do it the first time, so I'm going to do it immediately after. I'm a great actor. Man, nothing like those danger explosives. Do you think that sweater's purchasable?
Yeah, probably Walmart would be a good first choice for that.
I'm so sorry that your friend died.
And your grandfather and your uncle.
Hand.
I'm so sorry he died. I'm just thinking of the Nathan for you with the dog. Oh, hello. I'm so sorry he died.
I mean, kind of. Like, it usually wouldn't be, but the wish was so stupid that I think it is your fault.
Again, why couldn't Papa give her the fucking pen?
That's a completely different movie.
Yeah, she would probably be like
20 minutes.
Something about running.
I mean, that's one of her established character traits. So yes, there'd definitely be running involved.
she would draw like a
marathon
shoes, and then the shoes kill people.
And they would only kill people that didn't exercise correctly.
Santa shoes.
By the way, you guys said that would be like a part of this movie, and I really didn't understand how much it would be the central focus of the entire movie.
Oh wait, he's finding something. Wait a minute.
He looks like he's about to pass out. Maybe he's like diabetic, and that's why he was checking his pulse.
Definitely has some kind of health problem. Let's go.
I had my insulin in several hours.
All right, so I don't know what the plan is right now, but it's not a good one. Oh, wait, they finally discovered that they need the pen.
Yeah. But if you'd like said to me, we're going to watch this movie, Santa Jaws. What's the business you think they go into the most? Oh, a comic book store? Of course.
Forsaken Castle.
And this logical guy, what did he draw? A hot Russian woman.
I mean, he used the pen for its intended purpose.
He used it for good.
I hope his grandfather's already dead.
I am curious of what the rules are for this pen situation, because
that's true.
It's not worth getting into.
I was going to say, it's the first sentient being we've seen created by the pen, so we don't know how that would work.
So how is she immediately in love, infatuated with him? Is that part of it?
Yeah, you just draw little hearts around her.
So by that logic,
you have to draw both of them together.
The shark isn't killing the kid because he's in love with him.
The shark really just wants the kid.
See? He hasn't killed the kid yet because he's in love.
Yep. Huh. It's almost like that other classic movie, Pervert, where a guy's penis comes to life and kills women that he's attracted to, but then you find out the penis is actually a female and is attracted to him. That is the real thing also that I know of that's in my head.
What the fuck is that called?
Pervert, as you would expect. It's literally halfway between this kind of cheesy movie and softcore porn.
Clark.
But yeah.
What was the shark penis movie?
Oh, that's a ghost Dick Shark.
Dick Shark. Yeah, Dick Shark.
For all of our viewers, if you really want to entertain yourselves more than you already are, just do a general video search of the synopsis of the movie Dick Shark.
Or Ant Farm Cold.
Yep, either of those.
Priceless.
By the way, I feel really deflated right now because I brought out Pervert and you somehow topped me with Dick Shark.
That's not even real money.
Yeah, that was the fakest looking Benjamin Franklin I've ever seen.
So $3 million, that's what cost us money. They had stacks of money. Well, that's where they needed to spend it.
The first two stacks were real. Legit.
Yeah.
And then the third stack, they're like, we don't have another $100 bill to make the third stack, so we're going to draw Benjamin Franklin on a piece of paper.
They didn't have $300 between.
Well, it's because his art, he got the first two when he drew the stacks, because that was the whole point. But the third one was just a little sloppy, so the third one didn't come out quite right.
Hold on. So, why did they get in the car without car keys?
Well, so we could get an E.T. situation.
They look a pelican. I also love the fact that they're on the water, but there's literally one dock that everybody goes to look for the shark.
Yeah, they only had the filming location of 50 feet.
Two piers. They're like, you have Pier 50 and Pier 53. But we're making a movie. That's what we got.
Why did you separate the piers?
She's terrible shooting. Man.
Yeah, but she's a strong, independent woman
who can't shoot a gun,
who wears pearls.
So, By the way, that's clearly not Santa Jaws, unless they like ground up.
It's the worst alligator of all time.
Budget.
Do you think if you? I just thought something. Do you think if you ground up candy cane and like put it inside the bullets, like that would hurt Santa Jaws?
That, like a werewolf type situation.
Yes, as long as there's Christmas stuff in the thing that you're trying to hurt it with. That tracks with this movie. Did he draw that really nice car?
Yeah, I think that's what they're getting at. Also, like, draw a better car. Yeah. Draw, like, a Corvette or something.
Or at least something that's fast.
Yeah, I'm trying to run away.
Don't do a classic car that's not known for
speed. Yeah, he just said it. Draw a faster car. He referenced it.
Also, he fell. So there's been, like, at least 5 people that don't know how to walk in this movie.
I was going to say, he also channeled Papa Joe.
So hold on. If the girl did get the pen, all of the people in this movie would die because there's been 5 people that didn't know how to walk. So if there was a horror movie about running shoes, at least 4 or 5 people would die. True.
Papa's dead, this guy's dead, main kid's dead.
I don't know. I think you guys are.
Yeah, no, you kind of are, because like he was the one that drew the girl, the cash, and the car. The things that you would draw with a magical pen.
And his getaway is a shitty little boat when he knows there's a killer murder shark out there.
Also, couldn't he draw a plane? Couldn't he draw anything?
He doesn't know how to fly a plane. Don't be ridiculous.
Well, you could draw a pilot. Like, you could draw anything.
That's fair. Now my imagination is not...
You draw knowledge of you are a pilot now.
You could draw like a warp crystal or something.
Or just anything to, you know, yeah, like black holes that get you to places. The possibilities are endless. You could throw a chicken, say saboom boom, and be in India.
And he chose to draw a car from 1937.
This isn't easy. That's true. He just needed to have like a bubble and just say, yeah. I speak English. So.
Again, I'm not sure how what the rules are here with the pen.
Yeah, I think you'd want to do some tests before you go to a sentient woman that you're going to try and be in a relationship with, just so you understand what you're working with.
Yeah, draw like a dog. See what happens with the dog first.
Guys, we're missing the drama, okay? He's threatening to throw the pen in the thing, which I feel like if Santa Jaws knew, would just swap. What if Santa Jaws swallowed the pen?
Then well, it's like...
It was a Christmas gift, so...
I think if he drops it, that's what starts the Doodle Bob episode of SpongeBob.
So you just drops you see the pen drop, and then all of a sudden the cartoon drops, so it's like the vision... What in the fuck is
not,
the plan?
Not the best idea by her.
I mean, she did clothesline him effectively, but into the water with...
I was gonna say, it's pretty solid clothesline.
For an adult.
If we were dealing with anything but a killer shark, which is located in the water, good job on her part.
Hey, man. Yeah, she has running shoes on, so clearly she can swim.
Another problem is, though, he would have definitely dropped the pen. Like, unless you're really sure that you could have grabbed the pen in the air.
Jingling. You know what that means.
That's another good title for the episode, Jingling. You know what that means?
Jingling followed by screaming is basically what this film is.
Jingle screaming. There we go. That's
people drowning. Just people can't swim. So she can swim. That's why she doesn't die.
And she's not swimming as fast as I would assume someone that's being chased by a shark should.
Or an athlete in general.
Yeah. She doesn't. Well, she's a runner, a swimmer.
It's harder to swim when you have clothes.
Water is not her area of expertise.
It's now, like asking a...
if there's a land shark, look out.
I'm going to say, it's like asking a baseball player to throw a spear. Nobody would do that in their right mind.
Everyone's gone.
That girl I knew for 3 hours that I loved with all my heart.
And she really knew how to throw trash away.
The hat is usually dry when it's above the water for some reason.
I will say, out of all the deaths so far, she seems like the biggest loss. So,
Papa.
Well, second biggest, maybe.
I just don't say the shark came to life from my cum, my Jesus, my son drawing a comic strip.
Drawing a comic strip?
Yeah, you don't have to be that specific.
Wait, don't so, open with that.
Is there a porn made of this movie?
Yeah, Rule 34.
There's definitely a shark porn, but I don't know if there's a specific Christmas shark porn.
Oh no, the holiday shark is horny.
Oh no, step shark. Okay, so he's drawing.
Oh no, wait a minute. There's not screaming. The world is healing.
Okay. He lost his teeth, but... Sorry, the shark lost their teeth. And now, by eating Jingle Bells...
Ornaments.
By eating Christmas ornaments.
Maybe you should draw Jenna back alive.
This was the dumbest thing that he's done in the entire movie.
By impaling him,
you made a shark decorn.
I was going to say, is that a narwhal?
Yeah, you just turned it into a narwhal now.
I mean, I feel like that's the most holiday fucking hot thing. Like, they had to just make it, hold on, we can't have Santa Jaws be, like, too, you know, like, out of proportion. But wait, let's do this at the end. So he has red and green teeth, got a candy cane horn.
I like how it, like, popped out of the water to show how it's blown up. Like, ooh, look at my new accessories.
Look at my upgrade.
This is basically that scene in Jason X where the metal stuff gets on him.
Ooh, that is a movie, or no, Freaky Friday. Freddy versus Jason, we should do. That would be a good fun one.
Yeah, I think we should do a lot of the slasher movies. They're pretty fun to talk about. Especially the third Halloween, which has nothing to do with Michael Myers.
Oh, yeah. Season of the Witch. You need to let me know when you do that one.
I will.
Not the one in the house with
No, Season of the Witch has absolutely nothing to do with Michael Myers, because their plan was to make an anthology of Halloween movies and just name them Halloween and have different storylines. But then after that movie was not well received, they're like, let's go back to the Michael Myers. Well,
actually, it was John Carpenter's plan to do an anthology, but after that movie, they're like, we're just going to get other directors to do Michael Myers movies because they're what make money.
Wait a minute. The family's coming together.
The mistake they made was naming it Halloween and then everybody being like expecting to see Michael Myers. And then it's just kids with masks that killed them.
It's not a bad movie, actually, if you watch it without like worrying about Michael Myers.
It's just they had the whole shadow of Michael Myers over that whole movie.
I'm just going to point out here, there's supposed to be like a heartfelt moment of like, hey guys, I drew the shark that, you know, may or may not have killed all the people we loved.
And here's the political stuff. They just, not indigenous.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
global
yeah.
warming.
The goddamn liberals that have allowed sharks to get into our Louisiana bayous.
It's the liberal sharks have come into your homes and stolen your children.
Ooh, I don't know. There's some he knows her, he made her. Nah, that's I'm sure she wouldn't feel that way.
That's actually the exact speech from Weird Science. By the way, I've never seen that movie. That could literally be in the movie. I wouldn't know.
Well, I mean, I hate that kid, but he is part of our family, I guess. So I'm going to try to comfort him. Hey, kiddo.
Obviously not.
No, a lot of people I've cared about are dead.
Your dad is dead.
And no one seems to care.
Your brother's girlfriend is dead.
And also your brother.
Yeah.
Your brother's gone and you don't seem to care. Well, no.
I mean, he didn't really like his brother when they first met, so.
He liked the girlfriend, though. I feel like that's a bigger loss.
Why don't you just jump in there with the pen and stab it? You haven't tried that plan yet.
For Mike.
Well, I mean,
for Papa.
For this movie to be as we had pitched it, more stupidity needed to happen.
So I'm guessing the plan is that they're going to draw wings on the shark so it'll suffocate, but then it's just a flying shark.
No, see, that's that can still kill them everywhere. That's still logic. Remember, the other key ingredient is in order to hurt it or attract it, it needs to be Christmas.
Yeah.
And the mother hasn't played an emotional part yet, so she's got to get in the kitchen.
Wow, he's such a good artist.
Wow, I had never taken an interest in my son's activities before.
Hasn't he always needed our help?
I knew he was gay.
By the way, that was a shot almost directly out of Home Alone with the plans being laid out.
Yeah. Now I'm getting more of the Home Alone vibes. I think it's actually playing the same music from the very beginning. A mass. Oh, yeah, because also physics teacher. The dad using his physics knowledge to be like, well, if we use science to, like,
my son can throw baseball. If we have the mainframe, we can convert the energy to the source of the shark. I'm sorry. I don't know I'm talking about.
We'll give the shark a cold with this Windows 95 computer.
I have this really tiny, obscure box of almost useless tools.
I will credit to them for using tools that look like they've been used before and not just like brand new.
I feel like you're giving them credit for just grabbing what tools were on the set.
That's correct. Look, I have a very low bar.
The venue that they're at, they're just like, all right, you know, you have permission to just like use whatever's here. And they're like, oh, really? We can use whatever's here. And they're like, why did you say that so weirdly?
Can we have those chickens? I mean, I guess.
Three French hens.
They're French hens.
Two turtle doves.
What makes them French? Do they have little berets inside them? Hey, look at that gunpowder. That's a great idea.
Gunpowder and birds.
And human ingenuity.
Nothing says America like throwing some exploding cannonball cooked birds.
Well said, Joe. And by Joe, I mean the other guy.
Yeah, whatever, Stephen.
I don't know who the fuck you people are talking about.
We're just throwing the character's name.
We're just throwing out names here, Mark.
I'm confused. Are you talking to me or Mark? I don't know who Mark is.
Ah, yes.
Oh, it's coming to town. Ah, nice.
You know, Santa the whole.
Jaws.
Yeah. Ooh.
Santa.
Do you think somewhere they tried to get somebody to do like a cover song? Santa Jaws is coming to town.
Like they probably maxed out the budget. And like,
they couldn't ask Springsteen to be like, well, we have this great film. It's about American values and freedom of speech.
2.9 of that $3 million went to them trying to coerce Springsteen into making Santa Jaws just come to town.
But I think they then went out and got the Tiger King, but then all that stuff with Carol Baskin's happened, and well, that
damn Carol Baskin.
Just didn't work out right.
Also, I love how they would know how this would work trajectory-wise.
He's a physics teacher, remember? He would know how it works.
Hey, guys, those binoculars, they came in handy after all, didn't they?
They're better than just perving on people. Who knew? Do you think every day after this is over, he, like, if he ever looks at the binoculars, he gets, like, a sadness boner because he's remembering Jenna?
Yeah, he's getting Vietnam flashbacks of Papa going into the water.
Like, I just wanted to use the phrase sadness boner, so yeah.
Congrats, you did it.
Why did you only prepare three turkeys?
That's all they had left for dinner.
Well, because three French hens.
Yes.
Yeah, but that whole song is full of birds. Like, I feel like there's like one in each you could have done.
Oh, no.
It must be a public school physics teacher.
I'm going to go down there. Wait, who the fuck is Caroline?
Josh, no, you're the one that we care about.
Caroline Baskin.
John, we're the one you care about. Other son can die.
He's not going to go anywhere in life. You're going to play baseball.
How did he actually throw that turkey? It wasn't a baseball.
Yes. Oh.
The only one we cared about. Well, okay, so can we agree? He did kill Josh.
Yes, yes. Well, actually, no. Because technically,
he impaled.
The kid drew that on the shark. The shark had no... He could not control getting impaled.
It's true.
Anybody else want to... Like, do you think he would have jumped in for the other kid if he got impaled, or no, it's only Josh that he's jumping in for?
John and be like, are there any turkey left?
No, that right arm was about to make him millions. This kid's not going to go anywhere.
Again.
All right, so that one, I'll give it to you. He killed the dad.
Well, he just kind of bit his legs and pulled him under water.
So what we're saying is, like, there's a...
If I shoot the turkey...
We can all agree that at least there's one death. We're all different on which death it is.
Yeah, the dad was killed by the shark. I'll give it to you. That would hold up in court.
Shark name.
Shark court.
No, shark court.
Does he use his, like, magical pen to bring everybody back to life, or is that too much logic for this
movie?
Yes,
you'll just have to find out.
Next time on Dragon Ball Z. Man, well, we're okay, but Dad's dead. All of our friends, people we care about, are
but
gone.
But more importantly, the girl I like died.
And I did learn that my son is actually good at creating cool, I don't know, comics of my family that doesn't exist anymore.
Yeah, the next day, though, the cops are definitely have some questions about all the disappearances of these two people that are left.
Oh, yeah, this whole... They're in jail for sure. You can't explain away... this many deaths.
I mean, I guess if they can't find the bodies, I would suppose that would help. Like, no body, no crime, as the rap song says.
What if he brings them back, but he has to bring them back as how they were? So, like, everybody's, like, in half for missing stuff.
I've been halved!
I'm like, son, I'm so happy to see you.
Really? Because the other guy brought a woman to life that wasn't even real. So,
you're willing to believe the Christmas holiday shark?
Still not buying the pen thing.
Which, you know, you buy the magic Christmas shark, but not the thing that made the comic come to life. Wait.
Yeah.
Now she's gonna believe him because if you would have said Papa gave it, Papa was filled with magical items.
Can we also take a second to ask where the fuck did Papa get this pen?
In the war,
yeah. He's using his M1 Garand. I stole it off the Japs.
Really, I was going to go for the Viet Cong.
Yeah, either way.
Different war. I mean,
what
it's 2018.
Whatever racial stereotype you want to use.
Well, missed it by that much. I don't know. I think she's still alive.
Yeah, let's draw everybody alive and then just never go near the water again because this thing is unkillable.
Only I can kill it. Okay.
Oh, they actually gave her a blood pack. Good for her. At this point, she's not even hoping that he draws something to save her. She's like, please just draw a bullet in my brain. For the love of God, it hurts so much.
I want my family. Okay, so Harrison Ford?
Yep. Harrison Ford plays the older version of this kid in the sequel.
Or the shark.
Harrison Shark.
Nice.
You son of a fish. That's probably the best fish pun. That should be the tagline for the episode. Ho, 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 you son of a fish.
I'm glad there's no foul language in this movie that shows several people getting mauled by a shark.
Ooh,
in green specific pipe. Ways.
What is happening? Classic Germans.
What? None of that was real? I don't believe it. I hope this is sweat in my bed.
It's like Krampus.
Oh, no. You better watch out. You better watch out.
Going with our tradition, I might release this very Christmas movie on St. Patrick's Day just for the hell of it.
Yep, that sounds right.
Well, the fire was green.
It's true.
That the shark killed
it. And Germany is close to Ireland, so there you go.
Yes, that is true. Germany is close to Ireland. Nice.
These are facts, guys.
Say that
again. Famous cinnamon rolls, not just regular cinnamon rolls.
I feel like I just want to adopt that now. Like, who wants my famous styrofoam pancakes?
Who wants my famous turkey sandwich?
Well, you're a fan of Always Sunny in Philadelphia. You just make mac and cheese and call it Mac's famous mac and cheese.
Oh, I think this one's for you.
Yes, the thing about a Christmas shark killing everybody was a dream. Why is this taking you so long to realize?
Because he's a dumb kid. We've been through this.
That also means he hasn't got any play with that girl. Like, he's got to start fresh and just assume.
That's the real loss here.
Well, but he's practiced, so now he'd be like, hey, I know it's Christmas and you're probably with your family.
And she's going to be like, no, I don't like running or comic books. What the fuck is wrong with you?
I'm with my family on Christmas. Leave me alone.
Yeah, keep brushing your hair because that's the thing that's going to make the difference.
That's just not a comic. That's just like a piece of paper. That's a piece of paper. They didn't put the comic. Okay, it looks a little more folded. Oh, sneakers. There you go. Nice. It all comes back. Also, she doesn't have a mom?
You know that day I came over and we talked for the first time? I had a dream about you that night. What?
It involved a shark and you died? Man, it was romantic.
Like, if it all works out and they one day get married, does he ever tell her the story of Santa Jones?
You have no idea.
It was pretty killer. I'm going to slowly go back to my dad.
I like to think that it's Final Destination rules and all these people have to die eventually anyways.
I mean, everybody has to die eventually.
Yeah, but like sooner rather than later.
That's fair.
Yeah, like when the next year, they're all dead. Before next Christmas, they'll see you in Jingle Hell.
Like the tree falls on the entire family and kills them.
Or it's like all very ordinary stuff, but he's convinced that it has to do with Santa Claus. Can't believe Papa Joe died from a heart attack. I mean, he was like in his 60s and didn't take care of himself. Yeah, but then Mom died of a car crash. She was drinking and driving because her father-in-law just died. What is wrong with you?
I feel like there's a comic, there's a cartoon somewhere that addresses that. Wait, so somebody smokes that comic. Huh?
Why does everybody have to smoke things in your world?
It's on fire, there's kids, so like could be dumb logic of like,
I'm not convinced that any of those names are real.
Danny Cosmo.
Danny Cosmo?
I mean, Creek Wilson. We knew that was a real name.
Okay, so the elf was also the stunt coordinator. I don't know if you caught that.
Yeah.
That makes sense. Like, you have to know how to do those stunts to walk on your knees like that.
Well, now you
see, there's St. Patrick's Day. Sean O'Regan.
Oh, there you go. So now you've seen the movie. Tell us what you thought.
That's definitely a thing that I've seen and will never unsee, so that's something.
It was short.
Yeah, it wasn't as bad as I was afraid it was going to. It was entertaining enough.
Round putt.
Yeah, I would say it's definitely as good as Sharknado based on that recap video that I mentioned earlier. So good for them for keeping up with that level of quality.
Sorry, is there somebody named Lake House? No.
No, that's what the catering was provided Holly by. Beats. This is on right here is just looking at.
Oh, yes, John Gunnar Gilson.
Well, while you look at the things, I'll just say this is going to be a bank show, so I don't know what's coming up next, but Mondays will be some sort of Star Trek, and every other Wednesday is us talking about current wrestling. So, yeah, I hope, Dave, I believe that was your name, I hope you had we'll fun. And I hope that if you want to do this again, you let us know. I will definitely keep everybody apprised on when we actually get to the Halloween movies, at least. Because yeah, that's an idea I've had for a while. So,
yeah, it was a pleasure. Season of the Witch, definitely I would be interested in that. Because me and my friend have a joke about that movie that's lasted about 15 years. So,
I mean, it must be a good joke because it's the best Halloween movie. All right. But yeah, I hope everybody has a good week. And ho, ho, ho.
Stay jolly out there.